Bill. Just the boy I'm looking for. Come over here, Bill. I want to talk to you.
Hey, look here. What you want, man?
Hey, boy, you working?
No, I ain't done a lick of work for the last 6 months.
I can get you a good job out on the farm here.
Is it easy?
Oh, yeah. Easy work out there.
What have I got to do?
Well, all you got to do is get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Come out the barn, clean up all the stalls, brush down the horses, repair some of the harness.
Can I expect breakfast is ready yet, ain't it?
No, it's too early for breakfast yet.
Don't eat yet.
No, then you get your milk pail, sit down, milk about 20 to 30 cows.
Uh-huh.
Then you drive your cows out to the pasture.
Yeah.
Then you hitch up a pair of horses.
Yeah.
Take your milk down to the railroad station and send it into the city.
Look, how far is the railroad station?
Oh, about 9 miles.
9 miles? Mm. Then I expect I eat after that.
Yep, by the time you get home, your breakfast will be ready.
Oh, no, no, I'm trying to get something good to eat. Good job, man. What am I going to get for my breakfast?
You're going to get some Russian milk.
Russian milk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Then I expect after breakfast, I can go down and lay under one of the trees and smoke a pipe, can't I?
No, after breakfast, you want to get right on your job.
On the job? Yes, I do.
Why, you hitch up a pair of oxen, go over the field, and you plow up about 18 to 20 acres of land.
Yeah, then I expect dinner's ready by that time.
No, no, you bring your oxen back to the barn, put them up. Then you get your old crossbuck saw and your axe, and you chop up about 3 or 4 cord of wood.
Then I expect I know dinner's ready then.
Oh, now you're going to have a good country dinner.
You know, what am I trying to get that one? What am I trying to get for my dinner?
Some fried mush.
Fried mush? No, man. See, look here. Then I expect after dinner, I'm going to read the paper or something like that, can I?
No, sir. Right after dinner, you grab your grub home, go over there in the swamp, and you grub up about 90 to 100 stumps.
No, say, man, I thought you said this work was easy.
Why, this ain't hard work for a great, big, strong, healthy boy like you.
No, no, that ain't. I know that's easy. Yeah. Say, then I expect I can go get my supper then, can't
I? No, so you come on over to the barn and help us pitch up some hay up in the lawn.
Yeah.
Then you go and drive your cows from the pasture.
Yeah.
Sit down, milk your cows again.
Yeah.
Take your milk down to the railroad station.
Yeah, again?
Mm-hmm.
Then I expect supper's ready.
Yes, by the time you get back, you'll have a good appetite.
Oh, you better have a good appetite. You bet I will. What am I going to get for my supper?
You're going to get some mush and molasses.
Mush and molasses? Oh, Lord, I'll be, oh, I say I'll be full of mush. Then after supper, I expect I can go to sleep.
No, sir. After supper, you do your chores.
Chores? Say, look out, man. What are you doing? Chores? I never had of that. What is it?
Why, you go out to the barn and make the beds for all the stuff.
Yeah.
Go up the loft, pitch down some hay, fill up the manger.
Yeah, then I can go to bed.
No, no. Then you take a couple of pails, go down the river, bring up some water, and water the cow.
Look, how much water do them cows drink?
Well, if they're thirsty, they'll drink about 2 or 3 pails of water apiece.
Hey,